This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republicans are leaving the RNC united behind Donald Trump. State Party Chair Brian Schimming says it's in stark contrast to Democrats and President Biden.
The Democrats are a party in disarray. They are a party in panic.
Democrats, meanwhile, won't let voters forget about Project 2025. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley.
Trump, J.D. Vance, and their MAGA allies' agenda to destroy our democracy.
Vice President Kamala Harris is set to visit Milwaukee Tuesday. It would be her fifth visit to Wisconsin this year. It comes as more and more leading Democratic politicians and donors are calling for President Biden to step down from the campaign. Republicans leaving the RNC say they're disappointed by the way President Biden's handlers have managed public concerns about his age and health. Wisconsin State Treasurer John Leiber.
To be told for weeks and weeks, everything's fine, it's a cold, it's jet lag or whatever, and now finally come to the realization that they can't hide it anymore, and so now finally as their last option, they're telling the truth.
Pressure is mounting on President Biden to drop his re-election bid. Yesterday, his deputy campaign manager was outside the RNC pushing back.
Look, the president has said it several times. He's staying in this race.
That's Quentin Folks. Meanwhile, progressive commentator Matt Rothschild says it's time for Joe to go.
It's just a fact, a demonstrable fact that Biden's over the hill.
He spoke with Civic Media. Multiple reports indicate Biden could end his re-election campaign any day now. The richest woman in Wisconsin says the American dream is under threat. Diane Hendricks had a speaking role at the RNC last night. She told a story about how she and her late husband founded ABC Building Supply and how hard it is to build a company from scratch. Two Republican state lawmakers want ballot drop boxes monitored by law enforcement and cameras in Wisconsin. The bill from Representative Scott Krug and Senator Dan Knodel would require round-the-clock monitoring for drop boxes. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. A new behavior health care center will open in Duluth on Monday. According to a Fox 21 report, the new urgent care behavioral health clinic will open on Monday with the goal of being a space meant to de-escalate and service people in crisis. Representatives from the clinic will on occasion take over mental health crisis calls from the Duluth Police Department to alleviate tensions that could lead to an escalation of their situation. The clinic will also work to help patients cope with substance use disorders. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is looking for volunteers across the state to become certified volunteer hunter education instructors. According to a press release, volunteers can either serve as apprentices under a sponsoring instructor for two complete courses or attend a certification training session hosted by a DNR outdoor skills trainer. Officials say the program has trained over 20,000 instructors since 1967, and there's been a 95% drop in hunting-related incidents since then. Volunteers and workers of the St. Louis River Alliance are working to protect the endangered piping plovers as debris washes up on their habitat in Superior. According to a Fox 21 report, crews have been working along Wisconsin Point to break up some of the larger pieces of debris and clear them out, making it easier for the birds to find food. Officials with the Alliance say the piping plover population has grown considerably since they began maintaining the habitat, and the river is cleaner after years of pollution. Minnesota Department of Transportation officials say one of the most well-traveled ramps on I-35 in Duluth will need to be shut down for weeks. According to a Fox 21 report, Department of Transportation crews say they found some unexpected concrete deterioration on some of the I-35 ramps, including the Lake Avenue on-ramp for the northbound side of the highway. Work on the project has temporarily paused as crews evaluate the extent of the damage, and the Lake Avenue ramp is likely to be closed until late August. The Duluth Police Department has announced a suspect was arrested in relation to an early morning stabbing on Tuesday. According to law enforcement authorities, a 30-year-old Duluth man was arrested and is being held on pending charges of first-degree assault. Authorities have also reported that the 29-year-old victim is in stable condition after suffering the stab wound to his neck and being taken to the hospital. Their investigation has not revealed a motive for the attack yet, but the suspect and victim did know each other. Cloquet residents have a new way to connect to the area's cultural history. According to a Fox 21 report, the city of Cloquet and Fond du Lac Band teamed up to bring small kiosks to the area. The kiosks will give residents an opportunity to learn more about the history of the area while they're exploring Dunlap Park. The kiosks were unveiled on Wednesday with a ceremony that included an honor song and speakers sharing the importance of learning that history. Funding for the project was provided by a grant from the Blandin Foundation. The city of Duluth has been working to replace lead pipes around the area, and this year their efforts will include pipes that sit on private property. According to a WDIO report, funding through the Public Facilities Authority has allowed the city to begin replacing the privately owned lead pipes in the city. Most of the pipe replacement projects are taking place in the Gary, New Duluth, and Lincoln Park neighborhoods. City officials say the replacement projects usually cost between $12,000 and $20,000 per house. The Duluth Armory held one final party over the weekend with great community support before efforts to revitalize and preserve the historic building get underway. According to a Fox 21 report, the Armory Arts and Music Center is leading the restoration project, hoping to restore the site as an arts, culture, entertainment, and business center. Officials say the site could be reopened sometime in 2026 following the renovations and hope that the revamp will make the Armory more of an active community hub. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks back in action. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks taking on the Phoenix Suns in Las Vegas. Milwaukee's 0-3, looking for their first win in summer league play. Pete Dominguez is serving as the Bucks head coach and was asked, how does their rookie first round pick, AJ Johnson, look so far?
The kid is, he has an infectious personality. He's someone that I think everyone, top to bottom in the organization, enjoys being around. And he just loves being on the court. He loves working. He understands that the learning curve, especially at his position, playing a lot of point guard, is going to be steep. He hasn't been phased at all, and I think he's shown the right attitude, and obviously his confidence is where we need it to be. I don't think it's going to be an issue for him. I think that he's someone that you don't want to stunt his growth by kind of cutting back what you're giving to him. I think you just give him as much as you can and see what he could do with it.
Baseball, the Brewers head to Minnesota to face the Twins tomorrow night. In golf, Garrett Jones of Madison, the winner of this year's State Amateur Golf Championship. The 39-year-old shot an even par, good enough for the win at the Legend at Merrill Hills near Waukesha. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you're planning on hitting the theaters this weekend here in Wisconsin, you have one of the most highly anticipated films of the summer hitting the big screen. Twisters, starring Glenn Powell and Daisy Edgar-Jones, opens July 19th. The film has tested well with audiences and is drawing in almost 80% on Rotten Tomatoes. This is a classic summer blockbuster film and is expected to overtake Despicable Me 4 for the top spot at the box office this weekend. And the summer of the horror genre continues with the film Oddity, which is pulling a 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. And with no megastars in the film, you'll be able to really lose yourself in the story. And finally, if you like sitting at home and watching something in the comfort of your own surroundings, I highly recommend Presumed Innocent on Apple. I am 7 episodes into the adaptation of the Scott Turow novel of the same title, and it is absolutely riveting, and I still have no clue who done it. Have fun at the movies or at home. The 2024 Emmy nominations are out. Leading the way with 25 nominations is Shogun, followed by The Bear with 23, and Only Murders in the Building coming in with 21. As far as networks and streamers go, Netflix led the way with 107 nominations, followed by FX with 93 and HBO Max with 91. The Emmy Awards will air September 15th on ABC. The comedy world took a hit when it was announced that Bob Newhart passed away Thursday. The Oak Park, Illinois native was a legend in the world of stand-up comedy. His album, The Button-Down Mind of Bob Newhart, was the first comedy album ever to hit number one on the Billboard charts. It also won Newhart 3 Grammy Awards. He went on to have 2 very successful sitcoms in the 70s and 80s, The Bob Newhart Show and Newhart, which ran for a combined 16 seasons. More recently, Bob Newhart was known for playing Will Ferrell's dad, Papa Elf, in the Christmas film Elf. Bob Newhart was 94 years old. In good Hollywood feels news, Ryan Reynolds says he forfeited much of his salary to get the first Deadpool made. What did he do with what little salary he had left? Variety reports that Reynolds gave it to his co-writers, Rhett Reese and Paul Warnick, so they could be on the set with Reynolds and form a de facto writer's room. At this time, I should mention that his per diem on the big budget film is the budget of a small country. Still a nice gesture and a good guy. Can you imagine going through life hearing rumors that your mom slept with Mick Jagger? Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau can. Apparently, his mother, Margaret, attended a Rolling Stones concert and partied with the band after splitting with Trudeau's dad in the 70s. Margaret admits to partying with the Stones, but denies the rumors that she ever slept with Jagger, but joked that in retrospect, she says she would have slept with every single one of them. It's not so bad, Justin. Maybe she meant take a nap. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a pretty nice weekend coming up today. Mostly sunny. We'll get to 80 for a high this afternoon. The wind southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 62. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with an isolated afternoon thunderstorm, 81. Same for Sunday. Partly cloudy, scattered afternoon thunderstorms, 81. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio.